Yeah, I do a lot of master gardener presentations, so I actually get to do this quite a bit. First thing I start off with is why is plant pathology important? And it's always interesting to watch the reactions from people, because you can go down the list from wheat rust, Irish potato famine, Salem witchcraft trials, ergot causing things there. There's so many fascinating examples of where plant diseases have caused a major impact on society, and we don't even realize it. We don't know that it was there until somebody points it out. Well, I was on a field trip when I was an undergraduate, and we went out to Ventura and looked at some lettuce fields and saw Sclerotinia lettuce drop. And it was really fascinating to me because it was about a 3-day progression from a healthy head of lettuce to what was basically a frisbee with sclerotia on the underside. And that was just really impressive to me, to see something that could go so quickly and cause so much loss. I'd never get bored. There's plenty of things to do. I'll never run out of stuff to work on. Every time I think I've got something solved, something else comes around. So it just keeps going. Recently, I had a number of growers that were losing ornamental pears. Couldn't quite figure out what it was. Kind of looked like fire blight, but couldn't find any bacteria. Just things weren't working right. Finally happened to be at a grower's facility at the right time and saw Nectria fruiting there. And figured out that's probably what it was. It's not been reported on ornamental pear, but it is a pathogen on commercial pear. But nobody knew what it was.